And you could technically bankrupt that whole town if you got time or concern. That's the fun part. So we're being review bombed. Welcome to During Business Hours. I'm Christopher. This is Leslie. And we're going to talk to you today about crazy Karen customers and how they try to extort you to get their way. And when it doesn't work, that's what we're here for. Real business, real talk. Like, comment, subscribe. So the cool thing about being a business owner, number one, you can leave in the middle of the day. Like, technically, hey guys, I'm done with what you need me to back you up. You can leave. The bad thing about being a business owner is when you leave, people get overwhelmed. And yep. So today.
It's like saying the Q word at the hospital. Mm-hmm. Big man's gone. Problems arise.
I think I left at like 3:30. And mm-hmm. by 4 o'clock, I think I got called 6 times by my employee, my front desk man. And he had just been cussed out by a customer.
Yikes.
So let me give you a breakdown. Absolute batshit customer experience out of nowhere. Yet again, as happens always on this channel, I tell you a story about how I tried to desperately help a customer. Gave him a great deal, gave him a great option, great service, great smile. Anything else you would like, sir?
Just to get kicked in the manhood.
Yeah. By someone else who wasn't my customer, but affiliated with a customer.
It was an in-law, wasn't it?
Yeah, an in-law. So an African-American gentleman comes in on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Brings in 6 devices, says, I want to trade 4 of these for 2 repairs. They're all too old. I can't buy them for much. There's one of these that's an SE 2020. I'll give you $35 for. Mm-hmm. Good deal. I'll sell it for $100 if I sell it. Sure enough, he has a laptop that his wife dropped in the tub while it was on.
Yikes.
So I'm like, hey, we have to start with a board wash. Our policy is $129 to clean it, examine, and I will repair baseline corrosion. Not any burns or like circuitry damage, but
basic surface wipe down.
You got oxidation. I'll tin some things up. You know, okay, there's a single line or a trace that's burned. All right, I've had that happen. Mm-hmm. Common knowledge stuff that's like, doot, 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 zap, zap. All right, it's on. Great. Well, I spent like 5 hours after the board wash trying to fix this thing. Mm-hmm. I told him this, that it was going to take me longer because there's a couple of cables that were melted through the plastic. Mm. Here's what I'm going to do. X, Y, and Z, no extra cost to you. He was happy. He was like, oh, you know what? Turns out that's the wrong laptop we checked in. My wife really wanted this other laptop checked in. If you haven't gone so far, can you just trade them out and start again?
5 hours deep.
It was up like 7 with the cleaning. No, can't do that. So sorry. Wish we would have known. Next time, check in the right device. You know, and he's like, hey, you know, I got some experience with these things. I'd love to work here.
Okay.
Send me a resume.
That's an interesting turn.
Yeah. It was like Wednesday. Send me a resume. So he emails me a resume. Mr. Emmanuel. African American gentleman with a very French sounding name. Emmanuel. And so I get his resume. It has all these things on there. It's just some of them were so professional. This guy was nice. He was very nice.
Do we like this guy?
We like this guy. Okay. Up until Friday at 4.
Oh, yikes.
So a guy comes back Friday at 4 and is told of the update. The screen is too badly damaged. Mm-hmm. And the daughter board, which controls a power line to a controller, needs to be replaced because it's underneath the chip is actually burned through on the board. Mm. Everything else I tiddled around with, and hard drive's good, data's good, all that stuff.
Is that typical for landing in the tub?
It was submerged for a while. From the outside, it looks like they cleaned it and wiped it all down and put it in rice and did all that stuff. Rice kills devices. Long story. Doesn't really work. It removes
silica
moisture,
gel.
Not corrosion or minerals.
Silica gel for the real move.
So we're like, hey, you can just pull the data yourself. Mm-hmm. Seth told him how to do it. Seems like he's logical enough. He could do the work.
Yeah.
Or B, here's what it would cost to have us replace these things. Mm-hmm. It's a $400 laptop. You're going to spend over $400 total on the repair. We don't recommend it.
Right.
If your pockets are going to go inside out on this, don't do it. We don't want you to be angry at us.
Right.
Cool. Just put it back together. We'll figure it out. 4:05 comes. Mother-in-law calls Seth. Excuse me, you are effing ripping us off. You're scamming kids. These young children don't know what you're talking about. They weren't informed. What did they sign? I'm coming down there to speak to the owner. This is a racket. F you, blah, blah, blah. Calling him all kinds of slurs.
All the colorful language.
Colors of a rainbow.
Oh, no. Poor Seth.
Everything. And Seth immediately was like, nothing I can do for you. Owner's not in until Monday. Have a great day. Wish I could do more. You're not our customer.
Right.
Anything that they want you to talk about, we'll talk about. But until they talk to us, I can't give you information. Mm-hmm. So she's demanding a full refund and a public apology. Yeah, and a public apology. And all I could think of was, where's the meth?
Karen, is that you?
No. This is old town, you know, Woodward style, like corner store crackhead. This is verbatim what I heard. Mm-hmm. I heard the tail end of it, but she was irate. So she's going to come in on Monday, still talk to us. Mm-hmm. 4:55 rolls around. Señor Emmanuel Rosen, oblivious, has no idea.
Oh, no.
What was that man? The laptop ready? He's like, what Seth had said, and I think I have a clip of it. If I do, I'll send it to Alan. He's like, I was bombarded. I do not appreciate everything that the person, whoever it is to you, called through the phone and gave me, caused me all these problems. He's like, man, I had no idea. Let me guess, it was my mother-in-law.
I'm very surprised. I mean, I don't interact with Seth a whole lot, so I don't know him, but like, good for him.
He didn't go off like I thought he would. Because I thought out the door, he'd be like, I don't want you, blah, 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 here's your shit. You know, I thought Seth was just pissed, which I would have, if he stood up for himself, like if that was the customer who said it to him, I would have expected him to just give them the shit in a bag.
Have a nice day. Sayonara, sucker.
Ready to get your money. Have a nice day. See you in small claims. Like, I'd happily take that. You can't bombard somebody that way and expect service or good service. So he says, imagine being the son-in-law married to a white woman in the South as a black man. And so Seth just folds right then. He's like, yeah, I didn't even think of that. I'm so sorry. Mm. It was keys to the kingdom. Like, he went from angry pit bull to like broken puppy.
I'm interested to know more of this man's story at this point.
He moved from Dallas, Texas. Him and his wife. Mm-hmm. Gave me the breakdown, roughly. He's looking for a job, lost his job.
He's a younger guy?
22, 23. He definitely drinker, smoker, you know,
okay. The girlfriend slash wife.
Didn't have rings, though. I don't know if they pawned it or, you know, whatever.
Or just got married just
to
be married.
They went to the pawn shop and sold a lot of stuff, so that's why I'm saying there's a history there that they said they had already pawned a lot of stuff. And what they didn't pawn that were electronics, they brought to me, and they were just too old to sell and use. And so I just was shocked at the idea that he's my customer and he has no problem with us. Mm-hmm. Everything was above board and we walked him through every situation, what we found. He's very knowledgeable on the subject. At the end there, as Seth's like, yeah, I couldn't get around to throwing it back together today. You're going to have to come in on Monday or tomorrow because of your mother-in-law. You know, it just threw everything off and I didn't put it back together. So he's coming back in to get it. Mm-hmm. And as he's leaving, he's like, you know, I'm just probably going to hardwire the battery into the power line and hook up the screen through the HDMI and use it that way on my TV. Does that sound like a problem?
I mean, I've thrown my computer screen in my TV. I don't think you need to do all that. That sounds like a big problem.
It sounds like he thinks he can just take two wires. Positive,
like
negative.
Hot wire
the laptop. And this is after he told me he's got experience with electronics and used some really funny keywords. And I was like, oh, he could be an older tech, you know, mm-hmm. Like he's done some things when he was 13, 14. But this was so batshit crazy that I was like, this sounds like a stolen car situation.
Like make-believe words.
Just the blue and green wire. It was colorful.
Yeah. So
I'm happy they're not there currently. But apparently he's coming back tomorrow to pick his shit up. And then not even an hour later, we got a random, and I'll send him a clip of this, our first one-star review.
Wow.
From a random name, Kaylee K.
It's the mother-in-law.
That's what I thought. It's for a $300 repair. No $300 iPhone repair, but besides a 16 Pro Max we did recently.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if either the guy or his wife spun some story to the mother-in-law to try to get money so that they can do whatever they need to do with it.
That's exactly what I was thinking, because he had to go back out to the car to get enough money to pay for the board wash. He didn't want to pay for the $600 iPad to get the board wash because it also needed a $140 screen. And I was like, I'd fix the iPad and then use that, because the iPad, much more manageable to fix than larger circuit items like this, because then I don't stock most stuff.
iPads can be pretty comparable to a computer in what, in their functions.
They're smaller circuits, and I've got a lot more replacement parts for the iPads. So I get this review.
It already got removed.
Or it's, hold on, it just may be not recommended since it was reported. Yeah, it's no longer recommended. We're still 5 stars right now with one review. But hers is not recommended, currently not recommended. Oh, she put another review up. Live, as we're talking about this, she deleted the review. Do not go here, they'll rip you off. They're nothing but scammers. Charge me $130 to look at my product, and they want to charge me another $500 to fix it, buy a new one for that price.
Oh my god.
They charge you a bunch of money in hopes to let them keep your product instead of paying them, they fix it itself for profit. Give them no stars, it was possible.
$500 all of a sudden? That's interesting.
I'm going to see. Yeah, the first one is not recommended. So this is live. And so her first one is not recommended. And then her...
new one?
Yeah, Caddy C, new account.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to be an easy, you know, slander thing. But so we're getting review bombed here. It says, so not go here. They fixed my... my phone screen broke less than a month later. Touch wasn't working. I went back, got it fixed for free. Per their 90 days, broke again. Maybe 2 weeks later, paid $300. Said they couldn't fix it again, so I'd have to pay another $300. Scammers.
Good grief.
The other fix-it shop on Main Street is way better. Doesn't steal from their customers. So it doesn't have my reply for some reason. And I bet it's because it now says that this was 3 hours ago, and then another 3 hours ago, or 2 hours ago, and then it says here another 2 hours ago from Caddy C. We still have the device.
And it's not for sale.
You can't resell it. That's the fun part. So we're being review bombed in hopes of something. It's priceless. I don't think they understand that that won't work. Because one, I don't use Yelp. I don't advertise on Yelp. We don't get any business from Yelp. I'll reply to the second one and be like, very funny. Unfortunately, you're not my customer. My customer paid, was very happy with the service, very understanding. I have him on camera today agreeing to such. We're still in possession of the device. If you're the angry mother-in-law, I've heard your story. You know, I'll be very kind about it, but angry mother-in-laws shouldn't loan money to kids who spin different stories.
My bet would be on that.
Yeah. The dumbest part of this is she called. We recorded the conversation from the camera on the front desk. Like, we have it on recording, her screaming in his ear the last 10 seconds on speaker, but like, you could hear how crazy it was. So then, knowing how crazy that family was, I was driving home for the hour and a half. I recorded the conversation between him coming in and bitching about the mother-in-law.
Oh, that's fun.
And then we're going to be very diligent about recording every interaction from now on because of how crazy she is. And the fact that within 4 hours, she's either spun up or spun down on some type of drugs.
Just wired.
Just on Yelp and TikTok.
Oh,
how fast do your thumbs have to go? No matter how angry I am at a business, I'll call the 1-800 number. Like Mazio's today. If you don't know, there's a pizza place in town in Woodward. I order pizza for all the carriers that refer me business. Whether it takes 2 months for them to earn enough for a pizza, you get me $300, I'll give you $40 a pizza. Just to be nice, you know?
I got to get you to bring home that other Italian spot one of these days.
No. No. There's way better Italian... everywhere else, I hate that place. Just the smell. I'm not driving an hour and a half to make you happy with that smell in the car. It won't happen.
It's delicious.
I'll put it in the trunk next to a bunch of shit.
I'm going to put you in the trunk next to a bunch of shit.
If I smelt as bad as that Italian food, I would understand.
It is lobster.
Yeah. It just, it smells like it's been shipped 12 weeks in air. Especially when it's, you know.
Okay, anyways.
Whatever the place is. But so Mazio's, we call at 11:30. Because I texted Seth. I was like, hey, order the pizza. Because it's spotty. Every time I tried to call, it wouldn't go through. 11:30. 1:30 comes around. I'm already at the shop. It's like, hey, why haven't you gotten your food? They're like, yeah, they haven't done anything. So we call again. Well, we called for an update at like 12 something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's on his way. He's leaving in 5 minutes. 1:30 comes around. It's 2 hours.
Right.
Receipt paper was out. The ticket never got printed. So we've been, you know, going through this, and he's done 3 or 4 runs, and they didn't deliver your pizza. It's still here. I was like, remake it and then bring it because I've got people waiting on it.
Yeah.
Like, thanks for calling or saying something. Well, you know, your ticket's in the system, but it wasn't printed. And I'm like, I understand. But we have invoices that don't.
I mean, yeah, but at the same time, that's not my problem.
That's what I said. I was like, so how are we going to make this right? I got people that are waiting. Usually you give a discount something. Well, sir, you can order elsewhere.
Bye, Brenda. What?
Like, there's, if I drop the ball, and I've done this before where I've mixed up invoices and, like, given somebody something for free, cool, take it. Like, that's my fuck up. I'll try and be like, you know, if it's a bigger item, you know what? How about you take the labor and just pay for the part? Mm-hmm. But, like, it's not an often thing it happens. But when it happens, just bite the bullet, make the customer happy.
Right.
Especially when I'm like, how are we going to make this right? You know, I ordered ranch, 2 pizzas, $54. It's a lot of food, you know, money for food. Delivery driver gets there, goes to AT&T by 1:55. It's almost 2.5 hours. Mm-hmm. After the lady couldn't do anything for us, I was like, you can order elsewhere or you can just wait the 35 minutes. Cool. In that time, I contacted the 1-800-MAZIO's. Mm-hmm. They're not a licensed franchise.
Anything in that town licensed?
Nothing in this town. Nothing in Woodward is technically a licensed business.
So it's just a bunch of big names on
former franchises that lose their licensing or franchising rights.
And just keep the name on the building.
And keep the name on the building. It was so funny because they were like, we can't do anything about them.
We could bankrupt that whole town.
Well, you could. If you set it up right, if you were very manipulative and had the time for it. You could own a bunch of very inexpensive property. Yeah, you could technically bankrupt that whole town if you got time or concern. But why would you want to own that town?
Valid.
Like, there's 12,000 people there. You know what I mean? I've serviced 2,000 of them in 2 years. 2,000 tickets. I'm about to just give away, like, a $300 repair and call it my 2,000th customer and do all fucking balloons and shit. Be like, you've been chosen as our 2,000th customer.
Make sure it's not a guy who comes in with $1,000
worth of repairs. They're all fake. Every one of those is fake. They always pick a mid-tier item. You know,
it's like, oh, you just want this $60 screen and a protector on us.
You only need a charging cable. Whew, could have been more.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It could have been, but it's small business, you know, especially small mom and pop shops like that. They're just, you do what you can to make things look good. You spice it up. And I'm very transparent with my customers about, like, oh, yeah, we use ChatGPT for this. And everyone thinks it's a holler.
Oh, you're so tech savvy.
Oh, yeah. Let me help you.
You know, there's only 3 people in this town that own a computer.
2 now. One was in a bathtub.
Oh.
Can't afford another one. Because I want to sell it.
Has Brad been keeping the coffee away from his?
Did you?
Oh, no.
I think he's in another country doing God's work. Mm. He's a missionary right now doing something. Brad's a good guy. Pastor Brad.
Spreading the good word.
What was it? Spectacles, testicles, wallet, and watch.
I got it right.
I think the last time I was extorted like this, I didn't catch the threat on camera. Like, it was one of those things where, like, you're going to be sorry, I'll leave a bunch of reviews. And then we, after the fact, caught the customer. I was like, record this, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm like, what did you just say? They called back and they're like, I can have all my friends, families, anyone that hears what my experience is to write a review for you, blah, blah, blah. That's not how it works.
Right.
You have an experience. If you share that experience, cool. You have a public opinion.
That's just word of mouth.
Word of mouth. But the board or the postings are supposed to be by verified customers.
Right.
Like, I don't care about Yelp. You can give me 100 bad fucking stars. It's not going to hurt my business. Most people don't use Yelp in my area. But in California, it was a big deal. So we got review bombed by a guy who I would not give like a $500 repair to for $200.
That's probably why they went to Yelp, is because they're from a bigger city, a state over.
Yeah. Dallas, Texas.
Yeah. We won't be getting nobody else from Dallas, Texas now.
Well, now that the new one says Woodward, and in 2 hours, it'll say something else.
Oh, there you go.
I'm still shocked. We'll get more tomorrow, I'm sure. But I don't deal well with the threats or the intimidation. I left for a mini vacation, and I took my kids to a jump house.
Yep.
At 8 p.m. at night, because we finally got here at 8. And they're open till 10. So they jumped their heart's content for like 45 minutes, got all sweaty. So
lived their best lives.
Went to Black Bear Diner, and now they're watching a movie in the next room.
I didn't even know we had a Black Bear out here. How about that?
It was a nice touch of home. Eggs weren't so great.
I seen a Chipotle around the corner. I might want that for lunch.
Isn't there a Quiznos out here?
I'll check. There was something like that out here for you.
I was craving a Quiznos.
I think that was like Norman or Edmund or something.
You got to turn the doorknob, dude.
Why won't you go to bed?
Because we're shooting a podcast.
You're making a video?
Yeah, we have to.
For our YouTube channel. You want to say hi to our YouTube channel?
Mom.